The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Colin Bouygues is here. I don't know whether you were gutted by the performance of Shells last night, but they did manage a draw and Rovers managed to win.
That's right. So the draw for Shelburne gets them €133,000 just for that one draw, Pat, which is
not
more...
Not small change.
Not small change at all. It's more than you get for winning the League of Ireland Premier Division, isn't that, Matt? Just 1 point in the Conference League. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers did win. They won 2-1 against Hamrun of Malta. So they pocket themselves €400,000 for that one victory, which is incredible.
It's big
changer.
Money, isn't it?
It's huge for them.
Of course, these matches are watched across Europe.
Yes.
So let's stay with football and what's happening in the Premier League. What are we to look forward to this weekend?
Plenty on paper, Pat. So tomorrow lunchtime, the first game of the Premier League weekend is Newcastle United against Chelsea at St James's Park. And then tomorrow evening, 5:30 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, Spurs against Liverpool. They're the standout fixtures. Tomorrow, Everton play Arsenal as well at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Funnily enough, there are 2 8 o'clock games tomorrow night. Leeds against Palace and that Everton-Arsenal game. Then on Sunday, Manchester United and Aston Villa have the place to themselves. It's the only game on Sunday at Villa Park.
And that's a very interesting game,
that
given how well Villa have been going. And
absolutely. Sure, Villa are on an incredible run. And then United are, as you know, Pat, all over the place. Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Yeah, I'm wondering how long Ruben Amorim, he's been given this contract. And like the results... they salvaged a point when they should have had all three the other night. They should have had the 3 points wrapped up in the first half.
This is the Bournemouth game we're talking about, the 4-4 draw. Since we spoke last, that happened. And United should have won that game in the first half.
Yeah.
But Bournemouth nearly won it in injury time in the game when David Brooks came on and had two huge opportunities to win it for Bournemouth. So it's just so hard to predict. At least it's a bit entertaining this time, Pat. At least they're scoring goals.
Yeah,
they weren't doing that last
but
season.
But you wonder, what do they need in defence, probably, particularly?
I'd say we'd have to do a separate slot for what they actually need, because there's so much.
All right, so let's move on from the Premier League, which should be quite interesting, to the URC.
Yeah, so the URC, there's an Inter-Pro derby tonight at the Aviva Stadium, where Leinster entertain Ulster. So Leinster, they only have 4 players remaining from the starting 15 at Welford Road last weekend in the Champions Cup. The side that beat Leicester Tigers came from behind. So James Lowe, Jack Cohn and Rico Ioane and James Ryan survived from that starting team. And James Ryan is making his 100th appearance for Leinster in that game against Ulster tonight. Ulster, meanwhile, Angus Bell, their Australian international prop, he's making his first start tonight for the province. And Stuart McCluskey is back for Ulster. It's an extremely strong Ulster side that's going to Leinster. I think they have a good opportunity to get something here, Ulster.
Yeah.
Leinster are a bit up and down at the moment.
And of course, we will have over the Christmas period, we'll have the Munster-Leinster game, which will have
that'll
be very interesting to see.
Massive. At Thomond Park on the 27th.
Can they do the double on Leinster? That'll be the question.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on from the URC, because it's kind of confusing sometimes with the Champions Cup and the URC all going on kind of simultaneously. They mix up. But we'll move on to the stellar performances this year, as exemplified by the BBC Sports Star of the Year Awards.
Yeah, so Rory McIlroy picked up the BBC Sports Personality of the Year. And it's the first person from this island to win that since AP McCoy in 2010. So it's quite the accomplishment. It was a star-studded list of nominees, as it usually is. So McIlroy beat Ellie Kildon, who won the Rugby World Cup with England. She came second. And then Lando Norris, someone very close to your mind when it comes to sport, he came third after his World Championship year in Formula One. So for McIlroy, he's very emotional with it, Pat, and he could also win the RTE version of this, so he could win both because he's nominated for that.
I mean, when we look back at his year, obviously doing the Grand Slam, if you like, of golf was hugely important, but you forget the drama of the Ryder Cup and the abuse that he had to put up with along the way, you know.
And the Irish Open. Do you remember how dramatic the Irish Open was? But yeah, I mean, that Masters Sunday when he thought Bryson DeChambeau was going to be his rival and DeChambeau went away after a couple of holes, then it was a self-destruction by McIlroy and a retention of it, and then he beat Justin Rose in the playoff. But you're right, the Ryder Cup and the Irish Open, a miraculous year for Rory McIlroy. We saw every extreme of his emotion, but he came out on top and he's now BBC Sports Personality of the Year.
And congratulations
to
him. Colin, I think that's about it. You might want to mention the darts. You are something of a darts fan or not?
Not really. It's actually huge on our show, really. So I just wanted to mention what happened last night. Michael van Gerwen, who's a star of the sport, he went one set down to Mitsuhiko Tatsunami from Japan in the first round yesterday. And the last time Van Gerwen's been eliminated in the first round of the World Darts Championships in 2011. So this guy comes from nowhere, wins the first set and nearly wins the second set. It would have been a massive shock. But I just implore people to go on Sky Sports Darts on their social media pages and just watch the atmosphere, because it is absolutely amazing. You don't have to be into darts, but the atmosphere will actually get the goosebumps rising as we head into Christmas.
Colin Boyd from Off the Ball. You won't be with us until the new year, I presume. So
that's
happy
right,
Christmas
yeah.
to you.
And you. Thanks for having me this year.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.